W-D-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Today's trigger warnings are explicit sexual content.
And we made Riley read Corn Daddy by Helena Woodcock. And how many stars did you give it on Goodreads, Riley?
I really like this one. I feel like I'm starting to say that every week or every month. But I did. It was a funny little tale. I gave it 3.5 stars.
Okay. That was pretty good.
I don't think any of these will ever pass 3.5 because once it hits 4 and 5, that means you would recommend this book. You'd tell people about it. No, fuck no. I'm never going to be like, hey, you want to fuck a hot dog? Do you want to fuck a corn cob? These are your books. No, no. But are you guys ready for Corn Daddy?
Yeah, fall, festive.
I think this is the first one that I've actually been ready to listen to.
Shelby was excited for this one.
Yeah, I just keep picturing the It's Corn song in my head.
I didn't even think about that once. It's Corn.
Yeah.
We begin in our main POV, and it's really our only POV, and her name is Liz. It's a chilly October night, and she's waiting for her piece of shit fuck buddy to show up at the corn maze. Chaz was a fuck boy and had every red flag you can think of, but he could make Liz come, so she kept him around.
His name is a red flag.
Chaz.
Yeah, Chaz. Yeah.
I feel like I'd immediately be like, no. Sorry to the Chazes out there. It's now 37 minutes past the time they were supposed to meet up, so Liz says fuck it and gets herself a candy apple and makes note of the hot candy apple maker guy. I didn't know what to call him, so I called him Candy Maker Apple Guy. He was definitely fuckable. Liz takes her candy apple and thinks to herself, you know what? Fuck Chaz. And decides to do the corn maze by herself. Little crazy girl. I would never.
No.
No.
That sounds so scary.
I would.
Would you?
You little daredevil.
Just need a little thrill, you know?
Need to feel something. Liz has never been a huge fan of the fall festivities, but this year she thought, you know what? She'll just do it herself. That means nobody can get her lost. Nobody can get grumpy with her. She starts making her way through the corn maze, taking a bite out of her candy apple when she approaches a scarecrow holding a sign that said, Scaredy Crows Rules. Stay on the path, don't pick the corn, and have fun. Pitched at a fork in the road. She makes a right and continues to make her way through as she fiddles with her auburn braided pigtails. She had gone full farmer's daughter for this date night, and there wasn't a damn soul to appreciate it.
What a shame.
Dang it. Shoot. Left, right, right, straight, left, straight. As Liz walked through the cornfield, the sun began to set and she kept hitting dead ends. Every dead end she'd hit, there would be a scarecrow with a sign saying, lost, and a hint on the back. However, Liz would not take these hints. She would just be like, oh, I got it. But she does not got it.
A confident woman. We love it.
I would definitely be like, give me that hint. At this point, she feels like she's starting to go in circles, but she's determined to get through this maze and win her free hot cider. Maybe she'd even slip a little bourbon in it and then get herself off with her extra good vibrator. Just thinking Liz. About it makes her thighs clench.
Crazy. Oh.
A wild night.
Alone.
I know. Sad girl. She was expecting expecting to get thoroughly dicked down tonight after all.
Maybe she will.
Fingers crossed, baby.
Liz is starting to get a little frustrated at this point and can smell buttered popcorn in the air and thinks she's getting close. But in reality, she was no closer than she was a half hour ago. Fog then began to descend on the corn maze, making Liz feel somewhat disoriented. She's starting to feel dizzy and is like, fuck this and fuck tonight, and decides to start taking shortcuts. And at this point, she hasn't heard anybody else in the corn maze for a while now. Nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this a nighttime corn maze?
It is. It is nighttime.
Oh, yeah. Fuck this.
Mm-hmm. Liz finds out that cutting through the corn stalks is much more difficult than she thought, and the fog is becoming more and more dense. Liz lets out a sigh of defeat and says, I give up, staring up at one of the scarecrows holding a sign that says lost. Liz didn't answer, but a booming voice rose from the stalks and declared, found. Then Liz wakes up in this underground den. Her eyes feel tight and crusty.
That's terrifying.
Took a real sharp turn.
I don't want this corn maze anymore.
I don't know. Maybe you will, girl.
Maybe.
She begins to panic because she realizes her hands and legs are bound, like crucifix style.
Fuck this. Hell no.
She starts to struggle quietly, hoping she could slip out of her restraints, but then she just full-on loses her shit and starts screaming to get her the fuck out of there. She is absolutely convinced she is in some sicko's makeshift murder cave. I would be too, 100%. I'd be like, yes. I'm dying tonight. This is the Lovely Bones.
Oh, no. Yeah, it does sound like Lovely Bones. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Susie Salmon or whatever.
I did love that book.
Is that her name, Susie Salmon?
I think that's her name. Close.
Fuck you, Stanley Tucci.
Yeah,
pervert.
Yeah.
Thumbs down, thumbs down.
Tomato, boo, boo, tomato. Boo.
Corn, corn, corn.
She yells again, asking if anyone can hear her, when she hears a deep voice say, you broke the corn. And obviously, she's like, what the fuck? Excuse me? The voice says again, you broke the corn. And again, Liz is like, what? And the voice says, the corn. You broke it. You also tried to leave the path. There are only three rules. It's really not that difficult. And I mean, he's not wrong.
Did she break the corn?
Yeah, she tried to cut through.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Liz stays silent and the voice tells her to leave her restraints alone. He's sorry for using them, but he had no other choice. He tells her she's not going anywhere until he decides she is. Liz is feeling like straight dookie at this point. Her head is pounding and it feels like she's hungover. She tells him he drugged her and he says, ah, yes, the fog. And Liz is pissed and is like, what do you mean the fog? You drugged me. And the voice gets a little bashful and says, it's just something I do. And he tells her they can talk in the morning.
I just do that sometimes.
He's like, ah, it's just me. What do you mean?
This silly little quirk.
It's just the fog. Liz didn't sleep at all during the night because, I mean, who would if they were just strapped up like a little crucifix?
Yeah, no.
I fucking wouldn't.
I'd be crying, pissing, throwing up, shitting. Yeah. Queefing, I don't know.
I feel like I'd purposely shit. I'd be like, yeah, now it smells like shit in here. Fuck you.
Fuck you and fuck your corn.
Yeah, fuck your corn. As her vision and mind cleared up, she noticed the little dirt hole she was in was quite nice and cozy. It was decorated well and had a homey vibe to it, which confused her. Liz is thinking of all the things this guy could possibly be. A nut job, a mole man with translucent skin who probably eats raw fish from the river, the list goes on. Just then, the voice asks her how she slept, and Liz tells him she didn't, and he says, what a shame. We have so much to discuss. She tells him to just kill her if that's what he wants, and he says, I have no plans to kill you, Elizabeth. Killing you would spoil all of my plans. She asks what he means by plans, and he just says, let's take a look at each other, shall we?
Terrifying.
Yeah, that would kind of scare me. I'd be like, how about we don't?
Yeah. Is he a scarecrow or is he corn?
We're about to find out.
I don't know. I didn't read the book.
Oh. Okay.
All right. He moved one giant leg and then the other as he came to stand in front of her, and Liz was shocked. He was enormously tall. He was naked, sort of. He was covered in a layer of leaves. The leaves seemed to sprout from his actual body, wrapping and hugging his muscles with gentle curves of green. His calves, thick like tree trunks, were exposed, but the leaves began just around his pelvic region. The foliage curved upward, reaching
reaching to brush the edges of his prominent hip bones. His abdomen and chest were mighty and muscular, like that of a man, except he was larger and more defined than any man Liz had ever seen. The leaves begin again on his forearms, thick and curly, hanging down over his hands. His face was mostly obscured by the same sturdy leaves. They reached high, and sheaths that clung to his features, occasionally parting to expose a flash of a glance or the curl of a dark smile. That came from the book. That was his description.
That's not sexy at all.
So he doesn't have a face.
He does.
But it's, like, hidden.
Yeah. Also, the book doesn't, like, go into great detail about what he looks like. So it's kind of, like, I feel like up to your imagination as well.
Are they soft, healthy leaves or are they crunchy leaves?
They're soft.
It is fall.
But they're sturdy. They're like a velvety texture.
Damn.
Imagine them being crunchy.
That would be funny.
It's autumn.
And Liz thinks he's kind of hot. He tells her he felt her the moment she stepped inside of him. And Liz says, what the fuck does that even mean? He tells her he can feel the energies that come and go throughout the corn. It's a connection he has with the universe. It's how he knew she was different when she stepped inside the maze.
Liz blinked. So you're what, a leaf guy? That's not the correct term. Then what am I supposed to call you? You'll call me daddy.
Oh, starting strong. She literally laughs in his face and says, good fucking luck with that. And daddy rises from his
sorry.
Daddy.
He doesn't have a fucking name. So throughout the story, I just call him several different things. A few times I call him daddy. So
call him daddy. He said it. Yeah. He said, call him daddy.
Daddy rises from his chair and he stands directly in front of Liz and asks, are you always this uncommonly wet, Elizabeth? And Liz is like, what? And he tells her, duh, you don't think if I can feel every inch of this cornfield that I can't detect a shift in humidity?
Humidity?
Yeah. He's like, girl, your pussy wet.
That pussy humid.
And she says, well, you weren't what I was expecting. And he's flattered. Liz is having an internal battle with herself because she's like, how in the world do I think this man or thing is hot? But like, what else can she do? You know?
I mean, she is tied up, so
yeah,
it's fair.
Might as well. She tells him she's never seen anything or anyone like him before. And he says, and you've never been touched by anyone like me before. And Liz tells him no, looking him dead in the eyes. They are flirting.
Okay.
It's getting hot.
All right.
He walks across the room and uncorks a bottle of wine and asks if she'd like some. And she says, no thanks. He makes a cheers motion with his glass and tells her it's his season. It's time for him to take a queen. This is the most fertile time for him. And he must choose a bride and produce a healthy crop for the next season. She tells him she's going to pass on the queen thing. But as for sex, yeah, she's down. He said, suit yourself. She asks if he could untie her. And he says she'll get down when he says so. She was so, she didn't put up a fight at all. She said, sure.
Why not? When in Rome.
While we're here.
Yeah.
She's a spontaneous girl. Daddy comes back into the room with a harvesting knife and cuts her top off. Mind you, she's still tied up in a little crucifix. He grabs one of her boobs with his big leafy hand and sucks on her other nipple. Liz is absolutely soaked, and she is ready to get her brains fucked out by this giant leafy corn man. She could see something growing under the foliage near his pelvis. Daddy then grabs the harvest knife again, and this time he cuts her ankle restraints. He's exploring her body and removes her panties. Not just removes them, he rips them off of her with his big corn strength.
Hot.
He peels her panties off, and her pussy is throbbing, waiting for him. He dips a finger in her pussy and brings it to his face and smells it, telling her she smells exquisite. He then lifts her lower half up, ass cheek in each hand, and puts her legs on his shoulders so her pussy is level with his chest. She squeezed her thighs around his head as his bulging cob grew firmer.
Ugh.
Oh, cob.
No.
His cob.
He wasted no time in taking his tongue to her juicy valley. He plunged his tongue into her, dragging it up in long laps to her screaming clit. Why is it screaming?
Screaming. Ah, I know, it's the first time I've seen that.
Then dipping it back down into her dripping, aching hole. His facial leaves were so smooth that Liz felt like she had laid her pussy down on a bed of satin. She rotated her hips and ground her clit against his tongue. His tongue muscles were so strong.
Ew. That whole thing was gross.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I loved it. L-E-D-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
He's eating her out, and she is obviously getting super into it when he stops, and he teasingly tells her she's enjoying it a bit too much, and she's like, well, yeah, of course I am. And he chuckles and tells her she doesn't get off or down until he says she can. The more she protested, the more he withheld from her. So she waited. He tells her, good girl, and goes back to fingering her. She tells him, thank you, and he says, thank you what? And she says, thank you, daddy.
Thanks, daddy.
She was absolutely aching to cover this vegetable man in her cum.
Ew, vegetable man. He tells her she will make such a good queen as he plunges two fingers in her. She says again, no, no, not your queen. She comes as her pussy juice drips down his hand. She says they can fuck, but she won't be his queen. He says, very well. You do know where to find me should you reconsider, Elizabeth. And he kicks her out of his cornhole. Liz is now back at home.
Cornhole. You just glossed by that.
I did. I was going to see if anybody said anything. Liz is now back at home. She takes a hot shower and tries to get some sleep. She had some wildly vivid dreams about her corn man. And after a good slumber, she woke up to have a bowl of corned puffs. When she got her cereal, she was like, corned.
She's got it bad.
I miss him. I should call him.
You know what? That's what she was thinking. She was missing her man. She mindlessly scrolled through her phone while she ate her corn puffs, also thinking of corn daddy. She was thinking of texting her bestie, Ashley, but honestly, what could she fucking say? She got ate out by a super hot corn man that kidnapped her and tied her up, and she kind of loved it. Ashley was tired of all the douchebags Liz kept choosing to date. Liz is conflicted because she really kind of likes this corn dude, but she ultimately decides not to tell Ashley about it. Liz's phone makes a ping sound, and it's Chaz. He texted her, you okay? The audacity. He never even texted her after he ghosted her. The balls. Normally, Liz would just go right back to him, but after her magical night in the corn stalks, she knew she couldn't go back to Chaz again. There was no way he could fulfill her sexual needs anymore. It was time she took matters into her own hands. Liz took herself to the Bountiful Bean Farmer's Market in search of the perfect corn cob. As she's perusing the stands, she can't help but feel a little bashful looking at all the juicy fruits and vegetables. It's fruit and vegetables. You're the only one that's fucked something that's a vegetable, ma'am.
Maybe, that we know of.
That's true. That's true. She even said, like, she saw a man grab an eggplant, and she was like, oh, tee-hee. It's like, oh my god, get yourself together. She secured the perfect size corn cob and made her way home.
It's all the same thing, Liz said aloud to herself, as if attempting to reassure herself that this was going to be exactly the same experience, as if she was nestled underground in that big armchair, her legs spread and draped one over each armrest, her eager cunt gaping and waiting to take in every inch of his mystical yellow corn cob.
Oh my god.
Corn cock, not corn cob.
Mystical yellow corn cock.
Gaping.
Mm-hmm.
She's a gaper.
Liz plopped her corn cob in a pot of boiling water. She's not getting no vaginal worms today. She's cooking that bad boy, getting the bacteria off. She is truly conflicted. There was no way in hell she wanted to be his queen, but she liked him. She liked the way he talked to her. She liked the way he responded to her body. She liked how he took control, but she still wanted one more thing from him. She took her corn out of the boiling water and set it on a paper towel to cool. She couldn't help thinking about what daddy's kernels looked like.
What?
Liz brought the warm corn cob to her bedroom. She took her pants off and positioned herself on her knees on her soft, comfy bed. She placed the corn cob near her entrance, just hovering slightly over it, and slowly sunk onto it, thinking about her corn man. The warmth of the corn felt good on her pussy, and she was soaked. She was able to move the corn cob in and out with ease. She was loving every minute of this.
She didn't put a condom on it or anything?
Nope.
She's raw dogging
the corn. She boiled it.
What if a curl? cord falls off in her vagina. She gasped and felt her inhibitions begin to disappear as she approached her glorious corngasm.
Oh my god.
Except for it never came. She couldn't fully get herself off. She even took the corn out and tried using her fingers, but no luck. Then she tried her vibrator and nothing. She could not get daddy off her mind.
Now Liz was running on spite and she was determined to have this orgasm. He owed her this orgasm. She was entitled to legal compensation.
Compensation? Punny.
Liz knew what she had to do. When dusk fell on her small town, she drove back to the farm and parked at the back lot. She wondered if he could feel her presence already. She waited in her car, listening to music and waiting for everyone to leave until she was the only car in the lot. She got out of her car and walked towards the corn maze, getting increasingly nervous. She passed the first scarecrow, getting deeper in the maze. Where the hell was he? At this point, she's getting desperate, so she lifts her shirt up, exposing her tits, and yells, "Do you notice me now?" She's a psycho. She laughed maniacally and heard a thump at the other end of the maze. She's walking all throughout the maze and yelling out things to get his attention. She even licks an ear of corn and yells, "You wouldn't believe what I did with a corn cob this afternoon." She could hear the corn rustle aggressively down the path to the right. She takes off running and hits a deep-ass patch of mud and eats shit. Then she hears quite the spectacle. And there he is, looming over her as she lays in the mud. He tells her she should get out of those spoiled clothes, and she smiles at him, saying, "That's just what I was thinking." She rips her shirt off and gets on her knees, reaching her muddy hands upward and rubbing his muscular calves.
She reached higher and boldly rested her hands on his pulsing protrusion. "I want to see what you're hiding under here." She could swear she heard his voice quiver for a moment. He ran a hand through her auburn hair and rested it at the base of her neck. "Go on then, shuck me."
Stupid.
She peeled back each leaf and his big yellow vegetable sprung out. It was way bigger than she could have imagined. Bigger than that one she fucked earlier. It was beautiful. She ran her hand over his bare cob, taking in its thickness and bright yellow kernels. She brought her lips to the tip of his cock and gently teased the strings at the tip. You know that little...
Ew.
No. That's disgusting.
Wetting them and gently tugging them with her teeth. She licked up his sweet and salty cob.
He tasted like sweet summer sunshine. In fact, he tasted like butter, Liz asked. The corn man groaned softly as his eager cob pounded with a blind lust for Liz's warm, wet tongue. "I hope you like the taste of my cum, Elizabeth. You're going to be drenched in it if you keep behaving like such a brat. Don't worry, Daddy. I'll be good." She batted her eyes up at him. "I'll be so, so good."
She wrapped her lips around his cock and plunged it deep in her mouth, gagging as it hit the back of her throat.
"I want you to fucking baste me with your ripe cock," she panted. He considered for a fleeting moment, then said, "Take off your filthy pants." Liz unbuttoned the thin corduroys she had thrown on just to protect her from the chill while she waited in the car. She hadn't bothered to wear underwear. She slipped off her boots, discarded her mud-caked pants. Liz sat bare-ass in the mud and spread her legs wide. Her slopping pussy glistened before him. "Yes, corn daddy." Upon hearing this, his cock flexed. He couldn't help wrapping his hand around his shaft. He worked his fist up and down in a steady pump, and Liz didn't dare touch herself. Instead, she sat and watched as the corn beast pace quickened and his breath hitched. With a sinewy groan, he pushed Liz backward into the mud. He held her there with one meaty hand, gently gripping her throat, as he sprayed her with a rain of hot buttered cum. Liz was positively drunk on corn dick.
I mean, I do like butter.
That was very descriptive.
Her coochie is in the mud.
I know. Yes. That's what I was thinking. I was like, your fucking booty hole is touching mud.
Her sopping pussy.
Her gaping puss. He got on the ground on all fours and began licking up her entire body. Liz is in agony waiting for him to fuck her with his big corn dick. Liz is begging him to fuck her and tells him she needs him inside her. And he tells her he will tell her what she needs and they actually have much to discuss. He brought Liz back to his den and set her on his big round bed on her knees. He's standing behind her and grabs a fistful of her hair. He tells her his queen only reaches ecstasy when he permits. But why should he grant pleasure to someone so demanding as he gives her ass a hard spank? She grinds into him and he tells her to be still. She tells him she wants it and he asks what it is that she wants. She says to be his queen as she grinds into him again. He tells her he should strike her for disobeying.
Rude.
And she says, then strike me.
At least it's consensual.
Yeah.
He tightens his grip on her hair and pulls her head back towards him as he thrusts into her. His cob felt unreal inside of her. She could feel every knobby bit of his thick corn cob.
Hot.
Liz wanted him to break her. She wanted to give her juicy pussy over to him completely. I'll be your queen. I'll stay, she moaned. My pussy is yours. Please, can I come? Please, daddy. Very well, he said, almost in a whisper. Liz uttered a whimper of relief as she curved her hips back and bounced on the end of his brawny corn dick. Liz is close to coming when he pulls out and then slams back into her, and she is seeing stars. She's coming, and now he's coming, spraying her insides with butter. They lay there for a minute with him still inside her, and he asks, was that to your satisfaction, my queen? And she says, thank you, daddy. Liz's corn had been successfully creamed.
I'm upset.
We're in the epilogue now. It was a gray, cloudy morning when a farm worker found Liz's purse in the cornfield. 2 weeks later, missing person flyers began circulating. The case eventually went cold, and Liz was never found. As search teams walked the maze, there lays Liz and her big corn man in the underground burrow with his arms sprawled across her belly, swollen with little swimming cornlets. The end.
Cornlets.
What?
Baby corn.
Oh my god. So she was missing for 2 weeks and then was found in an underground lair with the corn man pregnant?
I mean, nobody found her. She was just
What?
Dead? No, like she's presumed dead, you know?
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, what?
Sorry. So the way the epilogue was, it was like this little paragraph that said like, Liz was never found, blah, blah, blah. And then it went to like back to Liz's point of view. And she's just living underground. People don't know.
She's a mole person now.
Yeah.
With the corn man.
Yeah.
She's queen of the corn.
She's getting buttered in all night.
Queen of the corn.
Beautiful.
All right, guys. What do you think?
That was entertaining.
It was.
It was something beautiful.
It was.
Do you guys think the corn man's hot? Corn daddy?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
I don't know. It seems like he knows what he's doing.
He does.
He does.
How many other people did he take in as his last year's queen? You know what I mean? Like, where are his past queens?
There's so many questions. That. Or if, like, this is his first time getting a queen. Maybe his dad before was the corn daddy.
Oh. I don't know. What's the corn lore?
Give it to us.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten for early access ad-free episodes. And at the second tier, you have access to a podcast of unfortunate events where Riley and I will be doing a deep dive into a series of unfortunate events by Lemony Snicket.
Woo! Follow us on Instagram at smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.